Bezer Hashem, let's pick up where we had left off in the Rambam. In terms of the psak, the Rambam has a very, very interesting psak in Perek Tes Halacha Yud Beis. In terms of our Shaila. So up until now we've been discussing Shnai Madukin if one person is Tofes. So let's get Halacha Lemaisa. So says the Rambam Bo in Halacha Yud Beis Bo Shnai. Adukim ba v'shamta echad miyad chaveru b'fanenu v'shosek hasheni. If one, if two people are struggling over something, and one of them pulls it out, and the other one is silent, afal pi shechazer v'tzavach, even though he returns and he screams, he cries out, ein motzi enayse miyada. The halacha is that we're not motzi from his hand. So the mefarshim point out that that's based on just the next two lines of the gemara that we had gotten up to on the first wide line. Let's go back to the gemara. Im timtzalomar tok v'echa b'faneinu motzi enayse miyada. If we're going to say that if one of them grabs it in front of us, then you take it out of his hand, Hikdisha ain't a Mikadeshis. Then it would be obvious, says the Gemara, that you can't turn it into Hekdish. Do you hear me okay, Josh? Yeah? However, Im Tim Tzalomar Tokva Echad Bifanenu, if however we're going to say that one of them grabs it in front of us, Emotzino Sabiyado, Hikdisha below Tokva Mahu. So, the Bagim Mishnah points out that in general, the Rambam is governed by two rules in his psak. Again, the Rambam's psak is that if it's takfa, so then in such a case, if he's takfa, it's always good to look at the bottom line. What's going to, after all our hezbeirim and the shayas ran, ritva, this and that, at the end of the day, what is the bottom line? Zok the heilige Rambam, the psak is that so what's that based on? So says the Magen Mishnah two things. Number one, the Rambam is based on the idea, this is actually the second reason of the Magen Mishnah, if I'm not mistaken, but this is the most textual in our Gemara, so we'll start first with that. Number one, the Rambam always paskins like the last Imtim Tzalomar. That's a Yisod Gadol that everybody should know. I was talking to one of the Talmidim that are sitting here about really reading properly. So one of the things of reading properly is not only putting, you know, the commas and the parentheses and so on and so forth in the right places, but another thing is to know how the Rishonim read the Gemara. So you should know that if you're doing the Daf Yomi and you want to know how to paskin, 95% of the time we will paskin like the Imtim Tzalomar, the last Imtim Tzalomar. That's the rule of thumb. Azoizok the Magen Mishnah, and that's borne out in many, many, many places in the Piskei HaRambam. Number one. Number two points out the Magen Mishnah, and this we'll read inside because this is a very, very important Yisod, says the Magen Mishnah. Below if shita bayazu, the Gemara is never pashit the shayla shasakul himself tzavach. Ulaze pasa karabenu she'ei motzino samiyadze shetavsa kivon shadover safek. Who can tell me what the Magen Mishnah means? Yes, Yisrael. What was your first sentence? Just say it again, your first sentence. You don't have to say exact words. I'm not picking at your words. Very good. That's the most important part. I just want to make sure you said that. Since it's a safek, so then the halach is, we leave it where it is. We leave it where it is. So if it's a safek, then the halach is, where it was a bayit de lo of shita, shasak ulub sof tzavach. We don't know what to do with shasak ulub sof tzavach. According to Rav, we don't know how you look at shnai mosim metalis halach lemaisa conceptually, or you don't know how you look at shasak ulub sof tzavach the way the ritva was masbid the shayla. Either way, it's a sveik of the dina, and you just leave it where it is. Tov. Let's continue on. I have a big problem with this, which at Mirtz Hashem you will say shir to your Talmidim about. I don't know if I'm going to... We'll see how much we could do together, because I didn't come up with a full solution. So let's continue on the Heilige Rambam. Zok the Heilige Rambam. Kiman sheshasak b'tchila hareze k'moy deloy. The truth is, the next line in the Rambam almost sounds like the Rambam is being poishit, the Shaila. Not like the Magen Mishnah. He says, since it's silent, it's as if he's moda. So write that down as a kasha on the Magi Mishnah. V'ula yesh l'tarets. Everybody follow our kasha on the Magi Mishnah. Magi Mishnah says, abay the law of shita. So Rambam says, gives us a reason. The Magi Mishnah will probably answer, mind the Magi Mishnah to see if I'm right. B'dasa Magi Mishnah. The Magi Mishnah will probably answer. By the way, Rabbi Osai, are we now learning Svara or Pshat? Just want to stop and ask methodologically. What are we doing now? Pshat. This is Pshat, how the Rambam read the Gemara, and how the Rambam concluded what the Halach is in the Gemara. This is Pshat. This is the Rambam's Pshat in the Gemara. Okay, back into this question. How would the Magi Mishnah, at the end of the day, the Magi Mishnah said it's a Bayi Delo of Shita, that the Gemara concludes in Pshat that it's a Bayi Delo of Shita. So presumably the Magi Mishnah will say that the Rambam doesn't mean to say Kivan sheshasak b'tchila reze kemodelos b'toras vaday. But you leave it there, emotzin ol samiyado, because that's a side to say that you leave it in his hand. Not that it's a psak. Not that it's a psak. Now, once we do the pshat, then we realize we have a psak la locha the Rambam, b'toras suffik. Make sure you're bothered by something.
I just don't understand what that phrase meant.
Which phrase?
The Mishnah says, you said a three-word phrase.
No, we gotta play back the recorder.
I don't know.
On Purim we'll figure it out. Probably some strange Yiddish Japanese words that Okay. So continues. But is anything not clear? What's not clear to you? Let's go. Forget about what I said.
No, it's clear.
Everything's clear. So let's continue on. Yes, the Magi Mishnah is going to say that when the Rambam says Kivan Sheshasak B'tchila, he's explaining the side to say Ein Motzien Osa Miyado. Not that it's a psak, but it's from the words Ein Motzien Osa Miyado is that the Rambam holds it to suffik. What is the side suffik of Ein Motzien Osa Miyado? It's Kivan Sheshasak Harezek K'maydaloi. Right. Okay. In the Kafa Dimyon also. That I don't know. I think you need to use more of the first part of Ein Motzien Osa Miyado. It's Ein Motzien Osa Miyado. That shows that's still a suffik according to the Rambam. Continues the Rambam, and here the Rambam says something startling. Chazar Hasheni v'Tokfim in Arishim. What happens? And this the Gemara never dealt with. What happens? Shimon was the Tokef. So now let's not make Shimon only the bad guy. Let's even the field a little bit. Reuven is Chazar Hasheni v'Tokfim in Arishon. Reuven's Tokef from Shimon. Afal Pisha Arishon Savak Mitchila V'Atzov. Even though the Rishon screams from today until tomorrow, Cholkin. In such a case, you say Achloku. Presumably with a shvua. Oh! Now I got stuck in the Rambam, and then I realized that according to the tour, what I got stuck in the Rambam is exactly the Ravid. So who cares? First, what Chaim Eisenstein has to say, let's see what the Ravid says, and this is how the tour understands it. Zot de'elig Ravid, bo shnayim aduki mitchila, Va'atz v'chulei mitchila v'atzof cholkin. Omar Avram ein tam lezeh. So I was thrilled to see that the tour in Simin Kuf Lamiches Siv Zayin asks what was bothering me, but that's a Rambam, and claims that's what the Ravid is bothered by. Now the Ravid is not so clear what he's bothered by. All the Ravid says is Kedarko B'Kodesh, I don't like the Rambam. He's not right. But he doesn't tell us what he doesn't like. So there is a basic problem that one could ask in the Rambam, which requires a real fundamental thinking, which I need my dear Talmidim to help me with. What do you think is the Tor's objection to the Rambam? Does anybody notice a problem over here? Yes, Moshe, you want to suggest something? Oh, okay, no. So something deeper, a deeper problem. You're right. That also doesn't say anything. Gemara, but the Rambam is a right. Rambam feels he has to give psakim even if it's not in the Gemara. Yes, Gedalia?
The Rambam just passed that the second that Shimon grabbed it, and the guy was quiet, it's now his halach.
Beautiful. The Rambam just passed in that the halacha is that if you grab it, it's yours. And I'll add Gedalia to what Gedalia is bothered by. And what was the etzem svara of the Rambam? The Rambam svara was that this whole thing is besafek. And when it's besafek, ein motzin osa miyado. You don't take it out of his hand. So if it's a safek and ein motzin osa miyado, im takaf ruvein, so then the same halacha should be ein motzin osa miyado. But the Rambam zoknitazeh. In Rambam state was, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, Chalkin. So Gedalia asked, the Psakim aren't consistent. And I'm asking that not only the Psakim don't seem to be consistent, the fundamental assumption of the psak in the first Rambam seems to be denied by the psak in the second Rambam. Follow? You follow what I'm bothered by? So, here I photocopied the tour. Let's just see that we're not crazy. That the tour is bothered by this question. And that the Ravid, he learns that's what the Ravid was bothered by. In the hieroglyphics edition on page 70. So here we have, he quotes the Rambam 6 lines from the bottom. Chosel Rambam, Shim Chosar Acher v'tok from Yad Zeh HaTekif, Afal Bishasavach Mitchil V'atzoif, Yachoyku Kibetchila. V'nire Kivon Shezocha HaTekif Mitchila, Mishum Odoso Shal Zeh, Eino Echol Yachol Tok from Imenu Below Raya. So here, what's the objection of the Torah? The Torah says, once somebody was Tokif, once, who's the Tekif? Once, Shimon is Tokif, and the halacha is that he ain't Motzein Osa Miyado. So then, says the Ravid, then Reuven can't be Tokif out of his hand. And if Reuven's Tokif out of his hand, so then in such a case, what would the Psak be? Give it right back to Shimon. V'chein isigal of a Ravid. He learns that that's the Ravid's Asaga. That if Mamanusha, there are one of two conceptual possibilities. Conceptual possibilities is not enough. It needs to be rooted. But to think it through, there are one of two conceptual possibilities in our Shaila of Chazav B'Tok of Reuven. One possibility is to say that Shimon gets it, I'll be the Psak Halacha. And since Shimon gets it, so then in such a case, if Reuven pulls it out, then Reuven gets nothing and it goes back to Shimon. Whose Shita is that? The Torah. And the Torah claims that's what the Rambam means when he says, Ein Tam, that there's something that's not consistent. The other possibility is to say, Pumfarkert, according to the Magen Mishnah, who said that there's a boy over here, so then the halach is Reuven can grab it, then Shimon can grab it back. Ein Metzi Nois Miyadu. You go back and forth, Lai Levoi, that B.S. Goyel. But the Rambam does neither. Tzarech Yom God. You hear? Tzarech Yom God. Something so precious like this, we need to be amel together with Islavus. Yeah, what do you want to say? I have a Tzarech Yom God on the Ram. I don't have it worked out. Need some fancy footwork over here. Who's the NBA, the new NBA player with the new NBA star with a beard?
James Harden.
James
Harden.
Harden. Wow, I saw on a Haredi news site, I saw his footwork. Wow, that was something else. Haredi news sites are not so Haredi, huh? So, wow, he was dribbling, and this, you saw the play?
Yeah.
Where the guy fell down? Wow. Oh, that was something else. I saw that. This needs like James Harden footwork. My mamish didn't know who he was. So when I was in Cleveland, my nephew was watching the slam dunk contest. So I saw him on the sidelines. He looked really strange. But he's not Muslim, is he?
No.
So Shtickle Muslim.
Yeah, exactly.
So we need some James Harden footwork over here. I managed to know his name. I'm so like, it's like the first time I'm like, feel like I'm totally mufka not to know such a, even his name, not to know his name. It took 10 years in Eretz Yisrael, but I didn't even know who he was. Question is, what am I thinking about now? Am I thinking about basketball or am I thinking about the Rambam? Okay. Nachzor l'inyaneinu. So what do you have to say b'das Rambam? Can you repeat the kasha? Okay. The kasha is a mamanushach. The kasha is a mamanushach. Kasha is like this. According to the Rambam, we say what? According to the Rambam, we say that when Shimon is tokef, he gets it. In the Gemara Shad, Shasik B'Sof Tzavach. But the Rambam says that if Ruvain is tokef back, then there'll be the halach of Yachloku. Okay, that's the Rambam's psak. Comes along the Torah, and the Torah disagrees, and he claims the Ravid also would disagree, that the halacha would be that Ruvain's tkifa is nothing. And Shimon might be the bad guy over here, but at the end of the day, Shimon was also the winner. That's what the Torah says. He wins because the psak is that stays by Shimon. And Reuven is nothing. And the problem we asked is that in the Rambam we would have expected either he's disagreeing with the Torah and he says, as the Magid Mishnah said, Ein motzin osam yado, it's a safek. And so you leave it by Shimon. But if Reuven grabs it back, then you leave it by Reuven. Rabosai, does anybody who learned Bekias, can you anticipate where the Shiloh is going to really hit the fan? Does anybody know where this is going to hit the fan? Yeah, go ahead, Avram, you're smiling. You're not smiling about James Harden. What are you smiling about? Yeah. Ezra said something? New Ezra talk.
Are you talking about
the third parak?
Oh, no, I was just referring, you guys know the third parak better than me. I was referring to the to Vavam and Beis. In terms of talk for kain, that's a big, big, big sugya. I never knew this. I know that there's a big, big, big machloikis hapoiskim about grabbing back and forth by talk for kain. That's a big, famous machloikis. But it never dawned on me that it was this Rambam and Ravid as well as involved. So I would have expected, the reason why the post don't say it is because no one says it. In other words, in the Rambam, I would have expected that each one should be able to grab it back and forth. Because emotino samiyado. Or you go the other extreme and go to the tour and Ravid position. That is, that Reuven gets nothing. But what's this in-between position? What's this in-between position of the two? The Rambam. Because the Rambam says that if Reuven grabs it back, then they say Yachloku. I don't know, I don't think we're going to be able to do this. I have to say, I'm skeptical we're going to be able to work it out together. But let's see, someone has something good. Only raise your hand if you think you have something good. If you don't think you have something good, then... it's hard to decide who to... Okay, Yonatan, go ahead.
We say that the first one was Lechem Tila. The second half would be Bidi Evid, and that it was something stronger than just Tzoveya. For some reason, that to grab it back, like Lechachila, no matter how much you're Tzoveya, you're not going to get it back. But Bidi Evid, if you grabbed it back on, you'd have some stronger amount of Rishus, and you'd be able to be holding on it.
Lichatchila dalach is you're allowed to grab it. Reuven's not supposed to grab it back, but if he grabs it, then it's yachloka.
And it's something stronger than so.
But why? But I'm stuck now. But what is awarding it? Here's the logical thing that we're up against. What is awarding it to Shimon in the first place? Why do we award it to Shimon? So Magid Mishnah told us it's because it's a suffix. That's why we award it to Shimon. So then if we award it to Shimon as a suffix, we should award it to Reuven as a suffix. Because it's still a suffix.
Well, when we talked about being shtika and tzoveach on top of a suffix, then we'd give it to the toke. But what about shtika and then he's toke? Maybe there's a different din there.
I don't think the Rambam's getting involved with that.
So
Do you mean to say that the Seifa is different? This is very hard. Because the Seifa says, you might be onto something. The Seifa says, Afal Pisha Rishon Savak Mitzilavat Sof. All right, Rabbi said, we'll do something not characteristic of the way we learn. I like to learn Keseder, but I don't want to spend all day spinning our wheels. That's in Seder time. We spin our wheels for 3 hours and then we come up with something. Shir time is not the time to spin our wheels too much. I'll take one more pshat, and I doubt, and I apologize if I'm being skeptical in advance, I doubt we're going to come up with something now, but I do think that if we pound it out for a half hour in the afternoon, I'll be here at Blina there after Mincha. After Mincha, in the afternoon I should be here. If you don't see me here, if you ever need to speak to me in learning, I might be in the Nazir room. You could always check there. I'll take one more Ha'ara, and then I want to start the next Sugya, because that's really what we're supposed to do. Simcha, go ahead.
So I was thinking, we don't take it out of the first guys.
Speak loud so everybody in the hat.
Who's the guy who took it?
Shimon was the first guy who took it, Reuven was the second guy.
We don't take it out of Shimon's hands.
It took me 2 days to remember that. Yeah, go ahead, yeah?
Because of Suffolk. Suffolk his, Suffolk not his.
Right.
And then that's why it's Imoti, and we don't do anything, we leave it there. And then when Reuven comes and takes it back, it's another Suffolk. If it's his, if it's not his, therefore it goes back, Suffolk negates Suffolk, goes back to Yachloku. And then when the guy starts yelling about it, when he's yelling about Yachloku, it doesn't do anything. He has no claim, no one has a claim more than the other guy.
Wow, Simcha is saying a very interesting idea. Simcha is saying like this. Simcha is saying Reuven and Shimon are a double suffix of Tkifa. Shimon was Tokef, Reuven was Tokef, and their two Tkifas cancel each other out, and therefore you have Yachloku. Magnusha says this? Where does the Magnusha say? I didn't see that. But that's Lo Reinu Zayin Araya. It's a Mishnah in Zvachim. Lo Reinu Zayin Araya. Mishnah in Zvachim says it. It's a Gemara in Ksubis. That's not a Raya. The fact that I don't remember or I think I didn't see it doesn't mean anything. Okay, so where does the Magnusha say it?
It's the next fold, I think, in that edition.
Because I looked for it and I couldn't find the Svara here. I thought I looked at the Magen Mishnah for a Svara.
The first word is Harishon.
In the Frankel edition, first word is Harishon?
I don't think it's about time or feet.
I think in the Frankel is the next fold.
The Kasa Rabbeinu is the next bowl. Or Zehiska Rabbeinu Faneinu?
The Kasa Rabbeinu
Chazar. Yeah. The Kasa Rabbeinu Chazar Hashem Tov from Rishon Latam. Lefisha Chazar Inyin Lamashai Betchila. Share Shneim Tokfu Zemizet. The Afal Pisha Rishon Lot Savach Mitchila Vatsov. The Zet Savach Meikara. Mikomokom Ad. Okay, so first of all, Simcha saying. Saying clearer than the Magen Mishnah. I read this Magen Mishnah. But Simcha is saying Tosefes Beyur that doesn't appear in the Magen Mishnah. It's Yisrael, you're right. It might be what the Magen Mishnah is saying, but Simcha is saying it clear, more clearly. Now the Magen Mishnah wasn't written for Amoratzim like me, so if Simcha is able to figure it out, Matov Manoim. But it might very well be that Yisrael is right, that this is what the Magen Mishnah is saying. Now, the Magen Mishnah, again, let's now zero in the Magen Mishnah's words. It was a blank to me what the Magen Mishnah is saying. Now, you're explaining to me. Magen Mishnah says like this. Sharesh v'atam l'fisha chazorin l'mashoi b'tchila, sharesh shneim takfu azem izeh. Because each one of them grabbed it from each other, add simcha, each tkifa is a raya. The Tabailus, which in of itself is a chidush, but maybe you could say that, is a raya Tabailus, and the two tkifos cancel each other out, and therefore reverts back to the din of Yachloku. And they want to say, that's Yisrael and Simcha want to say, that's what the Magen Mishnah is over here saying. Shari Shneim Tokfu Azem Mizeh. Now, the Magavish is bothered by a kasha, and this is an important kasha to ask, that Yonatan might have been raising, and that is, if you look back in the Rambam says that even if Shimon is tzavach mitchila v'atzof, still, Simcha's tkifa is a valid tkifa. Why? Va'af alpi sharishon lo tzavach mitchila v'atzof v'zet tzavach meikara mikol makom ad kan lo amrin dim lo chaz v'tak v'ashen dem otzino sarishon el abishon sveika. So here, the Magid Mishnah's lomdus of sveika still stands. The fact is that at the end of the day, we only gave it to Shimon b'toras sofek. If we gave it to Shimon b'toras vadai, so then in such a case, then Reuven can't pull it out, and Reuven can't create a raya that it's his b'toras tkifa. But since it's only b'toras sofek, so then in such a case, it only became Shimon's Betara Safek. If it only becomes Shimon's Betara Safek, then Reuven can undermine that, even if the fellow was Savak Mitchila V'Atzof. Now that requires even also more Bayer, but I think that we could give a pshat that we could discuss afterwards. Mikol makum ad kan lo amrin lo chazatak shein yemitzim ezer el mishum sveika v'amotzim yechavei lo v'raya aval ashem shechazer zeh v'tak v'vadei cholkim. Without Simcha's Beir, I didn't understand the Magid Mishnah. I think with Simcha's Beir it'll work out very well. Then simply you just need to work out why it is that even in a case even where Shimon is Soveach from the beginning to the end, that's what the Rambam says, still the halacha will be that you say Yachloku. That needs to be worked out. You want to add a little bit?
So if we go back to the original status, two people are holding only one talis. One guy is yelling, doesn't do anything because we have the din of Yachloku. So if he says anything he says doesn't change the din. So say two, when it goes back to the original status, from this guy taking it to this guy taking it, it goes back to Yachloku. Anyone saying anything doesn't add anything.
Right, in other words, when you're reverting back to the original suffix, then in such a case you'd be able to say Yachloku. Beautiful. Beautiful, simple. And Yisrael and all the Talmud, it was really, that was fantastic. I was skeptical we'd be able to do this, but I think that's a beautiful pshat. Yashu koach l'chem. Excellent. All right, now let's continue our Gemara. Zokte eilugi Gemara, im timtzalai markat v'chadafaneinu, im vatsinoi simiyadoi. If you're going to say that when one grabs it, so then you don't take it out of the rishus of Shimon. What if Hikdisha below Takfa? What if Shimon is taifis it through Hegdish? He's not taikiv it, but he's magdish it. Mau, what's the halacha? Kiva damar mar. Ami rasa l'gvoya, kimisi rasa l'hedya dami. That when you say something belongs to Hegdish, it's considered like Hegdish, as if you gave it to a Hedyot. Kiman de takfa dami, then it's considered as if there's tkifa. Oy dilma, or do you say, hashta mi aloi takfa? At the end of the day, it wasn't talkif. Uksiv ishki yagdish as besa kodesh. When a person is magdish as bias, that's Hegdish. Ma besoi bershusai. Coming to exclude this case that's not Bershusa. Now, Rabosa, I just want to clarify a lot of points in Pasha Pshat. I just had to read the Gemara. And for many of you, I hope that in the next 5 minutes, most of what we're going to clarify, you already said in Seder. But I just want to make sure that we really understand, at least have a working pshat. Let's use the word working pshat. A working pshat to study asafik in the Gemara. First, Heilige Rashi, Hikdisha b'loi takfa, ein mekudeshes, delo olim hekdesha mitakfa. Whether he grabs it, or whether he's magdish it, Hegdish is not stronger than Tkifa. Dulo olim hegdesha mitakfa. In other words, let me explain. Maybe if I translated it unclearly, I might have translated unclearly a moment ago. What Rashi means is as follows. We're in the tzad that ein motzi enosa miyada, that if your tokef, Shimon holds on to it. So says the Gemara, But if you're magdish it, then the hegdish won't work. Rashi uses a clear, curious formulation. Because a hegdesha is not stronger mitkifa. Sarechiyun godol, why did Rashi say, delo olim hegdesha mitakfa? I would have expected Rashi to say that hegdesha is not the same thing as takfa. He says it's not stronger. Why did Rashi say it's not stronger? Rashi l'chura should have said that it's not like tkifa. Even though the halacha is that tkifa works and it makes it Shimon's, but it's not Shimon's enough to be able to be magdishit. That's what I would have as the Gemara bears out. That has to be Bershuscha. And this is not considered Bershuscha. But why did Rashi say lo olam hekdesha mitakfa? Rav Osai, I want to leave that, and I want to hear what you have to say later. Halo takfa, continues Rashi, ve'en yachal akdisha. He wasn't tokef, and he's not allowed to be magdish. Now, I said I want to be mevarer that stadeh hashayla. Maybe it could very well be that Rashi will say a little bit differently than what I'm about to say, and that's why I don't understand Rashi. But let's just try to read the Gemara according to the simplest possible working pshat. So the Gemara shayla is like this. Now let's go through every word. Amiraso kimanda marmar amiraso lekva kimisiraso lehegdish dami kimanda takfa dami. So Rashi is saying like this. Every word over here is meduyik. Let me ask you: why did Rashi add this idea? Why the Gemara? Excuse me. The Gemara add the words amiraso lekva kimisiraso lehegdish dami. Why did the Gemara emphasize that amiraso lekva kimisiraso lehegdish? Yes, Izzy.
At the end of the day, the guy's not mufsuk on it.
Right.
It's found in his hands. So his words are the...
Exactly. There would be no shaila in the Gemara, it seems, if Hegdish did not work with the klal amirasa l'gval kemisirasa l'hedit. In other words, I could have understood that Hegdish be an idea like a neder. That when I say this is Hegdish, I'm making it aser to me, like a neder, and that's it. Now it's hegdish. The Gemara is mechadish in all of these places that the Masoras HaShas quotes to you. In all of these places, we see that that's not the pshat in hegdish. Hegdish is a transfer of bailus. Okay? It becomes mamon givoa. It's not the pshat that's simply usher to me because it's sanctified. Everybody follow, if you will, the chakiru would be, is hegdish simply something that's sanctified and a mele usher to me? Or there's a kinyan that's taking place, and there's a bailus, there is an independent entity called hegdish. Amirasa l'gvaya kimisirasa lehed yadami teaches us that there's an independent entity called Hegdish. You see, you don't need a Reb Chaim for a deep chakira. The Gemara itself has deep chakiras. Why the Gemara says it, we'll leave it for now. But now, that's the klal. Amirasa l'gvaya kimisirasa, we're not discussing that sugya now, but amirasa l'gvaya kimisirasa lehed yadami makes it that there is an actual transference. If that's so, if there's a transfer, then it will be ilu takfo. Which is mashma from our Gemara that we would have no shayla if there wasn't the rule of amirasa l'gval kimisirasa lehedit. Because then, in what way is it in Shimon's reshus to be able to be makdishit? But if Shimon is executing a tkifa, how's he executing a tkifa? Because he's taking it from Reuven's hands and he's putting it in the hands of Hegdish. Oh, so now that might be enough to be called a ktifa. That could have a chalais shem hegdish. Let's continue on. Oh, Dilma, where do we say? Hashta mi'alo takfa. At this moment, he wasn't tokef. What does he mean? Now, you could read the word hashta and twirl your thumbs a lot and say something very deep. Vamevin yavin. But I'm not doing that. I'd like to read the word hashta not in a halachic way, but hashta as the way the Gemara often uses. Hashta now, let's look at it differently. You could possibly read hashta in a different way. But let's read it the simple way, the dafyomi way. Hashta just means hashta mi'alo takfa, but at the end of the day, there wasn't a tkifa. And uksiv, and the pasuk says, v'ishki agdish es pesei kedish, ma beisoi birshusai afkol birshusai. that it has to be in Rishus. La fuke hai delo birshusa. And it's very interesting, Loshan Gemara. La fuke hai. It's coming to exclude this. It might very well be that the Gemara is saying that the Xeris Hakosim of Birshusai is telling you that this is not Birshuscha. The La fuke hai delo birshusa. Either Ba'mevin Yavin, the Gemara is saying Lafuke Hai Delo Birshusai. This case is what the Xeris HaKosav is, or Lafuke Hai Delo Birshusai, or any time that's not in your Rishus. So then, in such a case, then you can't be Magdishit. If, by the way, Ba'mevin Yavin, I'm sorry, I'm doing this all in Ba'mevin Yavins, but if Ba'mevin Yavin, you understand Lafuke Hai Delo Birshusai, so then I can understand the tut stadim of the shayla. However, tzarech iyun katan, if it's lafuke hai delo birshuso, so what was the first side of the Gemara? Leaving aside that hamevin yavin, back into closed parentheses, lafuke hai delo birshuso, the other side is saying like this, at the end of the day, it needs to be in your Rishus, and if it's not in your Rishus, then in such a case, you cannot evoke the rule of Ami Rasa Ligvala Kimisi Rasa Lehedyatami. If it's not in your Rishus, then you can't evoke that rule Ami Rasa Ligvala Kimisi Rasa Lehedyat. In other words, it's true Ami Rasa Ligvala Kimisi Rasa Lehedyat. But the only time you're able to do that is when it's in your Rishus. And in this case, it's not in your Rishus. That's the Gemara Shaila. So, crunch, in one sentence, the Gemara Shaila is, at the end of the day, he is doing a tkifa? Or do you say that it's not enough to do a tkifa to create hegdish, but you needed it to be in your rishus? And this is not in your rishus. Again, in the crunch, I circumvented all the Hamevin Yavins. But those, if you want to play with them, Hamevin Yavins, Lule Sarascha Shashua Yazavati Vanyi, but this is the basic pshat in the Gemara. Tough. Zok the Heligatesis. Higdisha Beloy Tachfa Mao. Umayri Nami. Higoin Sheshosak Bisho Shehigdish Ulu Besoif. Kisheshol Hagizbar Tsavach. Tesis is bothered by the following Pshat issue. Tesis is bothered, what exactly was the case in which Reuven reacted? In other words, how did Reuven react? Did Reuven react silently or with its tzvicha? So Tesis assumes that we're continuing the previous Gemara. Now, why does Tosis assume that way? Is that just pshat? Or is that svara? I leave open for a question. And that is something that you should have discussed in Seder. Why does Tesis learn that way? So the simplest pshat, write this down. Not the only thing to write down is not only Chakiris, and not only the Rambam. You write down pshat. Why did Tesis learn this way? So the simplest pshat is because this is what the Gemara has entirely been talking about. We've been talking about Shasak Lubsov Tzavach. So if we've been talking about Shasak Lubsov Tzavach, so then we continue, Tosis assumes. Now, what would Tosis say if he's Shasak entirely? That's a very interesting question. What would Tosis say if he's Soveach entirely? That's an interesting question. Continues Tesis, Umi Baile, and what's the Shaila? Kivan da Ami Rasai Ligvaya, have a Hegdish Kitakva. You have this rule, now you see every word that we said in Pshat and the Gemara, it fits into every word of Tosis. That because of Ami Rasai Ligvaya, then the Hegdish is a Takva. The Kivan Sheshasak, al do yeo delay vave Hegdish. Since he was silent, then he's Moda. Now Rabosai now tells us, starts the words Velo Dami. Beautiful. Yonatan already, did you start putting on your hand?
No, it was before.
Okay. Velo Dami. What am I going to do right now, Rabosai? See, Mirtz Hashem, you're learning how to become Shanim Bet Shanim Gimel Rabbeim. What am I going to ask now? After I read this sentence, I read and I translate. What's Tosis doing? What's Tosis' question? Right. Who did I learn this from? My great Rebbe Rebranchpin. should have a refuah shleim. One of the most important things in learning is to be able to explain every word and what the Gemara is doing in the Gemara Rashi. For sure, there's Dvar Mamukim, but the first step is we have to spell out. And it's not a busha to spell out pshat. To spell out pshat is learning. Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes that when a person has clarity in a sugya and says that over, so everything he writes about the beauty in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, about chidushim, and that the world stands on chidushim, and ayin sham, dvarim nifloim, the Nefesh HaChaim writes about the importance of chidushim. By the way, it might bother you. Why did Reb Chaim print his chidushim? What's so important? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes about the significance of chidushim. And Talmud Torah and Talmidim without chidushim is something very terrible. But Meidach Gisa, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, the first step of chidushim, which has the same madreig of every chidush, of what we call generally something new, is spelling out, really being masbir, what the word v'lo dami means, is also gufa a chidush as well. So you need both. Anyhow, so let's read Tosis. V'lo dami l'gazal v'lanu se'ashu b'aylim, d'shneyem eini yichol l'hagdish, z'e l'fi she'ena sh'loi, v'z'e l'fi she'ena b'shusay. D'kivon d'oy delay havi k'pikadon she'esh lo b'yad achem. D'yochol l'hagdish. So what's Tosis doing? What's this v'lo dami? We have to spell out what Tosis is doing over here. What's the pshat? Yes, Ezra?
Because Tosis is saying, I'm Yerosel Ligvok and Yerosel Hedjadami, but still, it's not in your Rishus. So Tosis is explaining.
How is it formulated as an implicit question? This is the best way that you'll do it with your Talmidim. As an implicit question. What's the implicit question over here?
The implicit question is, how can you be Magnishit if it's not in your Rishus? And Tosis is saying that It's not like a case of...
Very good. Tosis is bothered that the halacha is that if something is not in your rishus, then you can't be magdishit. That's what Tosis is bothered by. So in this case, it's not in your rishus. There's a pshat question you could ask on this Tosis. How does it fit back into the Gemara? By Maven Yovin. You discuss with me after Mincha and in the afternoon, and maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. Okay? But again, that's in parentheses. First, let's know what Tosis is saying. Tosis says it like this: V'loy dami. It's not comparable, even though it seems to be not in Shimon's Rishus. It's not comparable to the halacha of Gozal v'lo nisyashu abayim. Now, this is one of the most famous cases in all of Nezikin. Everybody has to know this. Gozal v'lo nisyashu abayim. Let's use Yosef and Binyamin. Yosef, I went the other way, right? Binyamin steals from Yosef, right? So Binyamin steals from Yosef. Last case wasn't based on any history, but this case is based on history. So Binyamin stole from Yosef, right? So then, what if Binyamin was Gozel, but Yosef is not Miyayish? So then what's the halacha? What's the halacha? So halacha is like this: Shneihem einu yochol lagdisha. Both Yosef and Binyamin cannot be makdishit. Binyamin can't be makdishit because Yosef was not miyayish. Binyamin and Yosef can't be makdishit because it's not in his rishos. So let's read that case. Gozal v'lo nisyashua b'ayim shneihem einu yochol lagdisha. Zel fi shein shlom zel fi shein rishusa. So Tosis is asking, Akasha, says Ezra, Tosis' Akasha is that if the halacha is as when it's Eino Birshuscha, the halacha is that you can't be Magdishit, so how could Shimon be Magdish if it's not in his Rishos? And don't tell me a good Ha'ara, Kilu Nechlika Kvar, because it's not a good Ha'ara. I'm even young. The Kivan. The Odilei, so Tosis answers. Here, the Kivan is a teretz. The Kivan, the Odilei, have it b'kikadon sheyesh lo b'yad achir. Because since there is a side that says that Shimon was modet, no, Reuven was modet to Shimon when he was silent, Then the yochol lahagdish. Then he's able to be magdish. K'demuchach b'moichres ha'sfina. Like you see in this fascinating Machne Yehuda case in Bava Basra, Peches Amid Aleph. This is before the Shuk Schleppers came along, and before there was order that was restored to Machne Yehuda. Once upon a time, there was a peddler who was peddling fruits, and all of a sudden, everybody converged on his stand, and everybody started taking stuff, and he couldn't keep track who owed him money and who not. And what's going on? So he pulls a fast one, and he says, "I'm neither everything l'ashamayim." There's a great Gemara. Peches and Baba Basra. He's neither Akol Hashemayim. So now the Gemara begins to take apart the Shiloh. Does the Neder work or does the Neder not? So of course that all depends on whether it's in the peddler's Rishus halachically or in the Tokev's Rishus. Now remember, these guys aren't bad guys. There's no people there for order. Why are they not such bad guys? Because they didn't think they were doing anything wrong. They said, of course I'm going to pay him back. And that's what you do. You pick up the merchandise, and then you pay, right? So, just to understand these fellows. But this guy now, the peddler, he's no de la shemayim. So says the Gemara Ase, if I'm not mistaken, this is how the Gemara fears us. If the guy set a price already, so then in such a case, when you pick something up, if there's already a price, then you're mechayiv yourself to the price. And then it's your rishus, right? You just owe him, let's say it's 5 shekel. If, however, there wasn't a stipulated price, then it's still in the peddler's rishus, and then the peddler could be makdish. So far, so good? So says Tesis Hazai, Kidemuchach ba'moichres ha'svina gade haida asikari, that's delas, gourds. Dilo kaitzi demayu havi kedushos. That if he didn't say the amount of money, so then in such a case, he could be makdish. So Tosfos' teretz is like this. Tosfos says this is not like the case of Gozel v'Lonis Yashu Bailim. This is like the case of the peddler who hasn't set aside a price, and therefore it's still in his rishus. What does Tosfos mean? Tosfos means like this. Once Reuven is not moche to Shimon, so then in such a case, it's considered already in Shimon's Rishus that he's able to be makdish it. Ah, it's not in his Rishus! Says Tesis, it doesn't always have to be in Rishus. Rishus is not literal. And that's what Tesis is proving from the peddler in Bava Basra. The peddler in Bava Basra, it's still considered in his Rishus, even though he's not holding it. In other words, the word Rishus is the halachic definition of Rishus and not the practical definition of Rishus. So that's one sad. Kivan do delay. So then in such a case, says Tosfos, it's considered enough in Shimon's Rishus that we would say, Amirasa Ligvaya Kimisirasa Lahedyatami, and he's able to be Magdishit. So what Tosfos is doing here is he's learning Pshat Gemara, and he's just doing it through the eyes of Shas, right? It's not enough for you and I to learn Pshat. Why is it not enough for you and I to learn Pshat? Because we don't know anything compared to what the Bali Tosis know. So we need the Bali Tosis to make sure that we've got all the Gemaras worked out. Everything's got to fit in Shas. It's not enough for it to make sense of Bamitzi of Bava Mel. If it goes against Bava Basra Peches, so then it's nothing. Then all the Pshat that we had is not correct. That's why we need Tosis. Oh, Dilma, continues Tosfos, Hegdish lo avit kitzkifa. Hegdish doesn't work like tkifa. Dilma yitzav, Dilama yitzav ach bishvil dvarav. Here I have an umdana about your Hegdish. I am Reuven, your Shimon, and I say, I gotta listen to all your craziness? Right? Guy's on the subway. He's saying a lot of crazy things. He's telling me that he bought my Walkman on 42nd Street. I don't have to answer him. So this guy starts now. He starts being magdishit. I have to respond to every silly thing he does. says a Martian gave it to him. Or so he says the Martian gave it to him, and now this guy now says, I'm giving it to the Martians. I don't need to respond. Oh, Dilma, says Tosos, Heg de Shlavit Kifa, Dilami Yitzalach Bishvil Dvarav. Why should I cry out? And then we're going to have to continue tomorrow. I'm not finished yet. We have to continue tomorrow with the Tashma from the Mesusa, and we're going to pick up with the Mesusa and the Pshat in the Raya Aliba Tosos. So these are the two Tzadim of the Shaila. The two Tzadim of the Shaila are that maybe this is different, the Loma Yitzavach, why should I cry out? Or the fact that I was shosek makes it that spirshuscha, and if it makes it spirshuscha, so then you're able to be magdish, and that hegdish serves as a tkifa. Rabosai, let's take a look at the Ritva. He goes through the Imtim Tzalomars, and then he says Perush, about six lines into Imtim Tzalomar. And I want you to be medayik with me how the Ritva learned the Gemara's Kasha compared to how Tesis learned the Gemara's Kasha. Says the Ritva, Perush. Shegdisha v'shama chavero v'shasa. He was magdish, and he heard his friend being silent. Dahashta v'dumya da'id l'il du'kimna d'shasak b'shas t'kifa. V'haynu d'amrina. Kima d'amar mar amirasa l'gvay k'misi rasa l'hedit. K'man d'tak v'dami. Pirish, k'man d'tak v'shasak d'ami d'aduya odila. On the one hand, I'm taikif, and you're silent. So therefore you're conceding, and therefore my hegdish works. I being Shimon. Oh, Dilma hashtami alo takfa. Or do you say, no, at the end of the day there's a difference between tkifa and amira. Klima deshtika deshas hegdish lavoidahi. That the silence at the time that I'm magdish is not a concession. Kivan de lo takfa mamish. Since he wasn't tokay. Because Savar Ida Kilo Tokva Mayat Saveyah. At the end of the day, it is not the same thing as Tkifa. Now, on both sides, let's work a little backwards over here. I'm having a harder time in Tosis. In the Ritva is even a little bit clearer. And then, of course, we can come back to Ezer Shem to Tosis. I find this Ritva a little bit mechudash in terms of how the Ritva frames the Shaila. Who could crunch the way the Ritva learns the Gemara Shaila? Yeah, Yisrael?
He says that the Gemara here, we're dealing with a case where he was shasek with Gamri, not with Saba. Therefore, the Gemara says, if he was shasek with Gamri, then it's as any case where someone is shasek with Gamri, he's modetim, and therefore his hekdish is chal. Or do we say that the reason why he was shasik is because, not because he was more than to him the talis, not because he was more than to talis, it's because he didn't feel a need to scream because the guy was hekdish something.
With very good. Could you infer from a fellow shnika, Talis said something similar. But let's, in the Ritva, it's more black on white. Could you infer from someone shnika that he's being shosek even by Hegdish? That's the Shaila. Now, I have a tzarachion that I don't have an answer to right now. Maybe you have an answer to. And that is, that's not exactly the way I read the Gemara. Avram is nodding his head. At the end of the day, the Gemara's Shaila sounded like a Shaila on the scope of Hegdish. What do I mean, the scope of Hegdish? What I mean by that is it enough in your Rishus to be considered like a tkifa, or it's not entirely birshuscha? That's not how the Ritva learns. But maybe in Yavin Luchura, the same shot problem I have in the Ritva, you could have in Tosas. You might have in Tosas as well. But I'm not talking in Tosas, because in the Ritva, it's really more succinct. That's issue number one. Josh, you hear what I'm bothered by in the Ritva? No? Okay. And who else doesn't understand? Josh is a very good barometer.
Okay.
Rabosai, who raised his hand? Raise your hands again. Yonatan, what's the Gemara Shaila?
I understand.
You understand the Gemara Shaila? Not Ritva. No. Let's do a Rabina move. Throw the Ritva. Just the Gemara.
Oh, is that Hekdeshkala now?
Is Hekdeshkala. What are the two Tzadim?
Oh, Gemara.
Yeah.
It
had to just call that. The warm woman wasn't thrown to jump, right? Okay, yeah. Go ahead, yeah.
It was just called that. Do we say that's his words, that since he says his words are able to make like the coin for him?
Right.
Or do we say, no, then it wasn't introduced, he was a Tolkien, that he can't be hacked or something, he's not a Tolkien.
Right. So the Chura, the Shaila is, how would I crunch the way we read the Gemara? Is Amiraso Ligvoa enough for you to be able to be magdished it when you are fighting with Shimon? Is there enough for it to be considered Bershuscha that you're able to be magdished it? That's how I would have read it. One side says, I'm Yerassal Gval Kim Yerassal Hedyet, and that's like a Tkifa, and that's enough. Or, Beiso is Bershuscha, so then in such a case, this is not Mamish Bershuscha. The Ritva doesn't learn this way. Very well, possibly also. The Ritva learns, the question is whether the silence is enough, is the silence enough for it to be considered yours to be able to be magdashit. The first side says yes, and the second side says the silence is not enough. So the contrast is that in the Gemara, it seems that the Shaila is whether it's in your Rishus enough, to be able to be Magdish, in one word. It's a Shailan Hegdish, three words. It's a Shailan Hegdish, in Rishus for Hegdish. While the Ritva learns, it's a Shailan whether the Shtika is enough to allow the Hegdish to be Chab. It's a Shailan the Shtika. That's what it seems. Yoser Mizeh, I'll tell you something else I want to be Medayik. I need your help this afternoon. Yoser Mizeh goes like this. Now, is the Ritva Shaila the same Shaila as Tosos? No. Even within the side of Shtika, did you notice that the Ritva learned that he was Shosek from the beginning to the end? And our Tosa started out, Umari Nami, Kigon Shoshak, Bishosh Igdish, Ula Besov, Tzava, Kisholak, Yisbar Tzava. So I also don't know what is that issue. What's that issue between the Ritva and Tesis of whether it's Shoshak, Ula Besov, Tzava, or simply when the fellow is Shoshak or not? So these are things, Bezer Hashem, we have to pick up the Shasa Tainis tomorrow. Let's talk about a couple things for scheduling. Bezer Hashem. How many of you would prefer, because of the fact, to have shiur at 9:30? There's no reason why we can't have shiur at 9:30.